Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case everywhere, but it is the case in Metro Detroit, mostly because much of the surplus gear was weak. There wasn't a lot of people running VHF. You know, I mean, there was some, but we made the transition to UHF gear for, you know, public safety and commercial very quickly. And, you know, by the 80s, UHF was king. And, you know, and then as the equipment started getting surplused out, it was all this UHF equipment. So, you know, UHF repeaters started popping up all over the place and all this. And, you know, VHF was not impossible, but it was just not as readily available, you know, both subscribers and infrastructure. And so, you know, that's my impression of why UHF has taken off here so much. You know, now, you know, going back, it's not as, you know, it's about 50-50 now. I think nowadays you don't see much of either because everybody's on 800. And it's unfortunate because we got nothing to do with surplus out 800 equipment. Hell, I just threw out, like, you know, almost 200 800 repeaters. And I sent them off to the, you know, to the compactor. And, you know, if that would have been UHF back in the day, I mean, I would have had, you know, you want a repeater? I got a repeater here, you know. It's like, I got 200 repeaters. But, you know, nowadays, like, what are you going to do with these? Nothing, right? And, you know, it's just the way it kind of flushed out. VHF was the primary ham radio stuff for a while, but then UHF started, you know, becoming more prevalent. There's more frequencies up here, so more repeaters, and everybody wants their own repeater, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it just was kind of like what was available and where there were frequency pairs and all that. And, you know, and I just think here, at least, in Metro Detroit, it was just a matter of circumstances.